Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Futures markets pointing to a higher open on Wall Street a day after the Federal Reserve's first interest rate cut since 2020. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
This is really a new chapter for the Federal Reserve, and it is starting this off in a bold way. The Fed slashing interest rates for the first time since the pandemic in 2020 with a half point cut. That's its biggest rate cut in 16 years, and the Fed signaled even lower rates in the months ahead. Fed Chair Jerome Powell tells me that this is a sign that there has been real progress on fighting inflation.
And the White House says President Biden will celebrate that progress in a speech this morning. There's an economic focus today in the race for the White House. Vice presidential nominees J.D. Vance and Tim Walz will speak to the Business Roundtable in Washington. More than 20 people were killed in Wednesday's series of explosions across Lebanon that targeted Hezbollah. The U.S. says it has not been involved. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new poll shows former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are neck and neck among Wisconsin seniors. An AARP poll shows that 47% of likely voters over age 50 in Wisconsin said they'd vote for Trump compared to 45% for Harris. This is actually an improvement for the Democratic ticket. Back in July, before President Joe Biden left the race, in this same poll, Trump was leading Biden by 7 points. And Governor Tony Evers wants Republicans to work with him to pass budget increases for the universities of Wisconsin. His plan includes the biggest ever increase for the system to the tune of over $800 million total.
We have an obligation to make sure this system itself is in good place, and it can't be done with just nickel and diming it every year.
That proposal will go into Evers' budget next year. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Members of the Fond du Lac Band and Lake Superior National Estuarine Research Reserve officially kicked off their efforts to restore 11 acres of Wisconsin Point on Wednesday. The groups received $350,000 in funding to revitalize the area, and early plans include creating access to the channel for fishing, restoring the forest, and managing invasive species. The lengthy planning process will also include a cultural and archaeological survey. Officials intend to keep the land open to the public. Two men accused of participating in a series of catalytic converter thefts in Bayfield County are facing additional charges in Ashland County. According to law enforcement authorities, 24-year-old Mason Shelvin and 23-year-old Russell Clarimbo are accused of stealing multiple catalytic converters from area businesses, including a car dealership and the Bad River Lodge and Casino, and then selling them to Highland Auto in Ashland in 2022. Shelvin and Clarimbo are scheduled to have their initial court appearances in the coming days. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers are playoff bound. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee clinched the NL Central and a playoff spot when the Chicago Cubs lost Wednesday afternoon. Then the Brewers went ahead and beat the Phillies on a walk-off hit by Jake Bowers to cap off a huge day in Milwaukee. There's more to play for now for the Brewers, who will take on Arizona for 4 games beginning tonight to wrap up a 7-game homestand. The Packers have quarterback Jordan Love back at practice, but head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is limited in his work this week. Malik Willis, who started last week in place of Love, said he's preparing as though he'll play this week, but said Love might also be available.
I just have to continue to try to absorb and learn this offense best as I can and be able to execute on those things that we missed out on this weekend and learn from the film and continue to just grow. And that's if given the opportunity. Like you say, Jordan's feeling a lot better, so we can't say that he won't go this week, and it's going to be on him how he feels and how comfortable he is, you know.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some could have heavy rainfall or be on the strong side. We'll have highs in the low to mid 80s. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely, some severe, lows around 60 degrees. For Friday, sunshine and a high around 79.
It's 64 at our studios.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments.
Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Wisconsin's volunteers are making a difference in our communities every single day. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org. You can filter by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more, all to help find the best fit for you. Go to volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be live on location from Cheese Days in Monroe. We will bring you all the action, yodelers, and more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. Another day closer to the weekend. Yeah, how are you?
We're climbing that mountain, man. You know, and we're succeeding for now.
Yeah, one foot in front of the other.
We can kind of see the finish line. It's not so far away. You know, it's Thursday, and that means, you know, the best hour of the week for me, as I am once again joined by none other than Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. Good morning to you, Doc. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing great, man. I'm feeling like I can take on the world.
That's wonderful. Wonderful feeling. You feel it, you make it.
You know, I have to say this again, because, you know, I didn't realize prior to meeting you, I keep telling people I'm 70 years old, and I didn't know what it was like to be 70 years old. I didn't know, you know, you don't have any prior reference as we age, how we're supposed to feel at different times and points in our lives. And so I, you know, was feeling, you know, what I thought was the way I should feel as I was aging.
You feel okay? Yeah.
And
slowly, yes. Slowly. It's a slow feeling, right?
And so, until you and I started having our dialogue and our conversations, and I started following, you know, the regime that you talk about here every Thursday, and I started following that, man, I'm telling you, it's like a rebirth. You know, I may be 70 years old, but, man, I don't feel 70 years old, man. Every time people see me, hey, man, you don't, it's not only that I don't, you know, feel it physically, but, you know,
that's wonderful.
I hope, you know, that I don't look it, but, you know,
you look great.
But yeah. Man, all those things we talk about, they work. The supplements, yeah. They work.
If there is good science behind it and we do it, balance it, and we're not overdoing anything, and we're always looking for the science, and we're humbled by the science, so we're always going to follow the good information and share it, I think this would be normal. But thank you for saying that. That empowers me to help more people.
And I will tell you this last thing, and then we can move on with the show. You know, the supplements, you kind of put it in the right vein for me to understand it. You look at sometimes underneath the bottle and you say, oh, because you see the price of it, right?
Yeah.
And then you say, well, okay, I may choose to go to a Buck game, and if I take one person with me, and I buy a couple of things, it's $200 for one game, and we don't give that a second thought.
Yeah. Marketing.
Yes. Yeah. But, marketing. But when it comes to buying supplements that last you for a month or 2 months, hey.
Something is going to change.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, something changed. The perception is changing. That's why at Wiltopia, I try to put my supplements on very expensive pictures. So people, when they see them as stars, same way that they look at cosmetics, because it helps you to be beautiful on the inside. Your body will flourish and grow, and you keep glowing every day of your life. That's what we're looking for.
Well, you know, I like glowing. But anyway, let's talk about a serious issue, Dr. Omar.
Yeah.
Osteoporosis.
And we can call osteoporosis or weak bones, the body foundation. Your bones are your body foundation. I can seriously call it a silent killer, worse than many other conditions that we give more importance to. Like, we think of cancer, we think of diabetes, we think of other conditions, but we don't think much when the doctor tells us you have osteopenia, which is weak bones, osteoporosis, in which there is a T-score, which is something called DEXA screening that would be like patients or people on Medicare would take this DEXA screening, and suddenly the doctor is telling them you have weak bones. That starts to be an issue, and then people start to getting prescription that they take every week, and many of them would just worry about how to take the medication, and they don't worry about what's the outcomes of taking the medication, because it's not just a pill that you take or another medication that you take. It's a lifestyle that should be changed, because osteoporosis have killed so many people, far more than other health conditions over the years. I want to tell you that there is studies that show that if someone breaks a hip and they are after a certain age in life, it's going to take about, I would say, a year. And then there is 50% increase in death.
Wow.
50% in the first year of this is a problem. And the challenge that we are having here is that osteoporosis is or breaking a hip or a serious bone in the body is kind of starts a snowball. There can be blood clots, there is loss of mobility, there is cognitive problems. So it all starts from weaker bones early in life, and that's why there is many, and it's not just women, it's men and women. So this is something that we have to look at, and something that we have to consider how to protect our bones, our foundations, whether we're 25 or 65. We have to take charge today.
You know, Dr. Omar, you just, stole my thunder. You actually, when you said, when I think osteoporosis, I think an older woman. And that's what we kind of visualize, a small woman who is aged, and you mentioned younger ages in men. Let's kind of talk about why, we automatically think women, older women, when we talk about osteoporosis.
Yeah, it's because older women, they fall more, they break a hip because they have weaker bones, and then within a year they die, or it's just they're in a senior house. After that, they're immobile and not able to walk. It's like kind of what we see. But behind the scenes, we have to think of how many people are drinking soda today. Soda, right? Soda, the black drinks. that we have unlimited refills when we go to the everywhere, all right? The phosphoric acid in the sodas and in the colas incredibly dissolve the bones, all right? So it makes the bones softer. Think of drinking soda wow. over years and years without thinking of what we're drinking because we're younger and we're full of energy and we're full of this vigor that make us do what we want to do. Then we grow up and then we hear something in the news and we, okay, I'm going to quit drinking soda now. And I started drinking water. But there is damage that has happened over the years. And that's why I'm recommending to younger generation who are listening to us between 30 and 35 years old to think of doing a DEXA screening for the bones to check where we are today and not to wait until we are 45 or 50 years old to start to know what's the health of our bones. So we can start taking action today due to the quality of the foods that we are eating and the bad eating habits that we grew up on. It gets to be important, Aaron.
Dr. Omar, you mentioned cola. Did I hear you right? Yeah. Did you say cola?
Yes.
Okay, so why is cola more of a dangerous soda than the others? I mean, they all have their issues and problems, but you mentioned cola. Why?
Because they have higher concentration of phosphoric acid, and this phosphoric acid causes the dissolving of the bones, rubs out the nutrients from the bones.
You know,
And they are also very high in sugar.
I used to drink not much going back to, you know, there was something about a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, that, my son loves Dr. Pepper.
that I would drink, and it had a lot to do with that fizz and that acid you're talking about. There's something about it, man, and I never drank it so much, but it was something about a Dr. Pepper. And then you look at the colas themselves, so the others aren't good for you as well, any of those sodas, right? I mean, but these colas that so many people love, Pepsi and Coke and those kind of things, those manufacturers of those drinks and products, they know the inherent dangers of that, don't they? Or do they not?
Actually, they have experts. They have experts, and they spend a lot of money for the taste. They have to make it very tasty so people can drink a lot of this so they can make more money. And the inherent danger of those, when they are slowly deteriorating the health, then they can get a pass from the health authorities. And when they tried in New York a few years ago to try to stop the unlimited refills inside the McDonald's and some of the department stores, they could not do it because the lobby, when it comes to the investment that comes with these kind of sodas, they found that the money is going to be less. So they couldn't do it, you know? So that's why you have to be understanding the dangers of bringing these drinks to the house. Like, let it be in the restaurant, okay? Let it be when we go out, but don't bring it to the house. You bring it to the house, it will be disastrous for the family. You
know? All right, 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Thursday. That means you're in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789. Look, you got the Pepsis, the Coca-Colas, the Dr. Peppers, and all of that. They're not your friend.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. and a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar. Something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius.
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won."
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
They can call at the pharmacy, 262-429-9429, or go to wiltopiarx.com and send me a message.
And Calvin, how can people, if you know they weren't able to catch that, how can they reach back and find out about the conversation?
Yeah, the show is always on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcasts. You can also go to civicmedia.us/shows, and you'll see the Earl Ingram Show, and all of Earl's past shows are there for you to listen to.
Hey, thank you, Calvin. So, you know, plus, you know, if there's anything else you guys want to discuss with Dr. Omar, anytime we're on the show and having these conversations, and there's something that you want us to talk about or you need to have a discussion with Dr. Omar, always feel free to call and chime in with whatever the issue is that you want to discuss. That's the whole purpose of having Dr. Omar on. So he can, you know, address the issues that impact and affect you. We're talking about osteoporosis. And in the meantime, let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Always good to hear from you, Mary. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty well. Thank you, Earl and Dr. Omar. As a person who's going to be celebrating her 80th birthday next springtime, I just had my bone density test, and given the lifestyle advice by my functional medicine doctor and supplements that he recommends, my test is pretty positive. But my main comment is that regarding the cost of health supplements, You know, I prioritize them in my budget. When I really feel like I'm supporting my health instead of paying for, you know, a dress of disease and sickness later on. So, you know, the money is well spent. Earl, you mentioned the comment of, you know, putting money out there for entertainment, sports. You know, this is money well spent. And thank you, both of you.
Hey, Mary, thank you very much for that call. Dr. Omar, you know, she's absolutely correct. If we can do the preventative thing up front, the cost of trying to turn around or backtrack from the things that we did when we were younger, you know, the cost is minimal.
Yes, this is a very important topic when it comes to such a serious condition like osteoporosis, because the initial plan that comes after we visit the doctor is usually to take bisphosphonate medication like alendronate sodium. These are medications that help to decrease the breakdown of bones. To put things into perspective, osteoporosis happens when the breakdown of bones is more than the buildup of the new bones. So if we are decreasing the breakdown of bones and we increase the generation of new bones, that helps to bring the balance to the positive balance and then to help decrease it and then minimize it and then treat it, because it takes months and years to fix osteoporosis. The challenge that happens is that we hear a lot, take calcium, drink more milk, take calcium. And this is false perception, because we can take as much calcium as we want, but if we increase the calcium intake, we're going to threaten the arteries. We can cause hardening of the arteries in the body, and that's why we see a rise in the calcium score when patients are checking their cardiovascular risk. And there are actually studies that show that increased intake of milk to get calcium that is highly bioavailable can increase, not decrease, osteoporosis. So many people cannot drink a lot of milk, and most people must take calcium from the leafy greens, vegetables, nuts. Think of the cows. How does the cow have good calcium? Because the cow is drinking, eating grass, you know, not drinking milk. So just like, let's put things into perspective. Eating healthy meals, vegetables is going to help us with the calcium. We really need to focus on the vitamin D and the vitamin D levels. And taking more vitamin D, I would say 3,000 to 5,000 units a day, in addition to vitamin K2, is an early approach that I recommend to every adult woman to invest in her bones by taking enough amount daily of vitamin D, especially that we're living in Wisconsin where we don't see the sun most of the year. Some good days like the previous days in Wisconsin, we're seeing more sun and we can come out and stay 10, 15 minutes to take the daily intake that we need of vitamin D on our skin. But most of the year we do not. So we need higher vitamin D levels in our body to be able to attract the calcium and put it in the bones. And then we need also vitamin K2 to help with the prevention of the buildup of calcium on the arteries. So multifactorial approach early on, and then later there is another plan.
844-967-2789 is the number. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. The best hour of the week for me on the Earl Ingram Show.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. You can always continue the conversation on social media
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Second District Court of Appeals has accepted Robert Kennedy's appeal to get his name off the ballots here in Wisconsin. But here's the thing. Clerks have already started mailing out absentee ballots to voters all over the state. The Second District Appellate Court will get briefs from the Wisconsin Elections Commission and Kennedy's lawyers by the end of the day tomorrow. And a new study shows raising the minimum wage does not lead to widespread job cuts. The Economic Policy Institute says states with $15 an hour minimums outpace the national average for job growth. Economist Ben Zipperer.
Minimum wages very consistently have ended up raising the incomes of low-wage workers, and they have done so in a way that doesn't cause any big negative employment shocks or big disruptions in their local economy.
The state minimum wage is $7.25 an hour, and Republican lawmakers have stalled efforts to raise it. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Representatives of the Duluth nonprofit One Roof Community Housing joined lawmakers in Washington to introduce the Homes Act, a bill which aims to create new housing opportunities nationwide. The bill would establish a new housing development authority that would work independently of Housing of Urban Development. The new authority would receive $30 billion each year for the next 10 years to create 1.5 million permanent affordable homes. The funding would go to local governments to develop their own homes. The Duluth Child Care Task Force has proposed some new solutions to addressing the city's shortage of daycare slots. After a year of research on the topic, the task force has proposed ideas like a marketing campaign, educating employers, and providing financial assistance in the form of grants to keep child care centers running and open new ones. Mayor Roger Reinert also proposed using empty city buildings to host new child care facilities. The city currently needs 900 more slots, and three more facilities are set to close soon. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Wouldn't it be insulting to find out that your friends are swingers and that you've never been invited to one of their parties? Host of the Armchair Expert podcast, Dax Shepard, says those are the kind of texts he got when tabloids reported that he and his wife, Kristen Bell, were Hollywood swingers. Shepard told Drew Barrymore on her talk show that his friends were hurt that they were not invited to the parties. The joke is sort of on them, though, because now Shepard knows who all of his swinger friends are. Bong Joon-ho is directing Mickey 17, his first film since his Oscar-winning Parasite. Warner Brothers released a trailer of the film that stars Robert Pattinson, Toni Collette, and Mark Ruffalo. Pattinson plays a man whose boss imposes the task of dying for a living on him. Joon-ho's Parasite won 6 Oscars in 2020. Pattinson will also appear in The Batman Part 2, which is scheduled for an October 2026 release. Mickey 17 is currently in post-production and scheduled for a July 31, 2025 release. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some could have heavy rainfall or be on the strong side. We'll have highs in the low to mid 80s. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely, some severe, lows around 60 degrees. For Friday, sunshine and a high around 79.
It's 64 at our studios.
It's time for Badger football. Get ready to plan your trip to Camp Randall this fall and enjoy our time-honored traditions like Jump Around and the iconic tunes of the Wisconsin Marching Band. With great tickets still available, you can join the crowd for exciting matchups against longtime conference foes like Penn State and brand-new Big Ten rival Oregon. Don't miss your chance to experience Badger football game day. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
But you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil takes us on a trip through the battleground states and the messages being sent to voters by the Harris and Trump campaigns.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Thursday. That means Thursdays with the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, a proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mech 1, Thingsville. Today we're talking about osteoporosis, and you can call and talk about anything else, Dr. Omar. Let me go to the phone lines, and I got a couple other things I want to ask you. Let's go to Dave from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Dave. You say what?
Hello, good morning. We know that astronauts, despite getting optimal nutrition, they lose over 1% of their bone mass per month while they're in space. Could you speak to the importance of weight-bearing exercise in osteoporosis?
Dave, you've always got some great insight, Dave, always. Dr. Omar?
Yeah, there was an article that looked at astronauts, Dave, and they were in their young, like 30 years old, went back into outer space. They came back and they had like significant bone loss. And when they looked at the reason, they found that in the outer space, the zero gravity, there's no stress on the bones. And when they come down back to Earth, they actually have lost significant amount of their bone mass because there's just like no stress on the bones. So hence they came with a correlation between the exercise and the adaptation of the muscles and the bones and the joints to the exercising. And that's why it's very important, the weight bearing exercise and putting stress, like balanced stress on the bones and the muscles to preserve muscle mass. And by exercise, we're talking about 30 minutes a day, 3 days a week of weight-bearing exercise. Walking is good, but it is not enough for exercising to help with stronger bones. Gets to be exercising and activity, mobility is as important as food and supplements and medications to help with muscle mass. This is a very important idea and topic, and something to awaken the fact that we all need to exercise and move. If you're working on a sedentary position most of the day, every 50 minutes, stand up, like do some push-ups, sit back on your chair, because it starts early on. We know that people who are sitting on the computers all day long, after a few years, they would have back problems, bone problems. So this is important. There is also another important aspect of bone loss, which is women in perimenopause and menopause. There is studies that show within 7 years of menopause, women lose up to 25% or more of bone mass. They get to hear the term osteoporosis very often, and that is because of the loss of the estrogen. And the estrogen is very important in the formation of the bones. That's why it's even used by functional medicine doctors to increase the levels of estrogen to help with bone loss. So it's multifactorial and it takes time to fix. And I want to tell people who start on supplements to help with osteoporosis, it is going to take 1 year to see results and 3 years to reverse osteoporosis. Like a serious program is going to take about 3 years. And many times it's not just taking vitamin D and vitamin K2 and calcium. I give to my patients, of course, while working with doctors, and many of my patients are doctors and in the field as well, and they try to get healthier. It's like they can get like a box of supplements that they take, like a packet in the morning, packet in the evening, and they renew it every month, and they do it for about 3 years. So it's like a commitment for bone health. And because It is a commitment, and many times osteoporosis doesn't get to be a problem until someone breaks a bone. So some people think, oh, it's not important now. I'm going to only take care of my high blood pressure and my high cholesterol and just forego this part and spend the money on drinking fancy coffee every day. And I want to tell people, no, this is an important aspect of your health. Do not overwhelm yourself, but put it as part of your plan, part of your budget to take care of your bones. Medications work, but they are not for everybody. Some people cannot take the bisphosphonates because of gut issues, GI issues, because of sensitivity, because of some serious side effects, or some people just don't want to take medication for osteoporosis. But if you're not going to take this medication, there has to be an alternative plan, and this alternative plan can be also discussed and approved by your doctor. And just drinking milk or taking calcium is not enough, because most people do not need more than 500 or 600 milligram of calcium a day. More than that is going to cause other health problems.
You know, Dr. Omar, you talked about the bones being alive, and look, with the average person, I'm the average person. I never gave it a second thought about my bone structure and my bones being alive. We think about our organs, you know, we think about all our muscles, muscle mass, but the bones, you know, you just assume, well, you know, they're just bones.
It's the same. It's going to stay the same.
Yeah. So elaborate. What do you mean it's going to stay the same? Yeah, that is never that bone density and the strength of our bones when we're young, we never think about that decreasing.
Yeah, we often think that they are hard, lifeless structure.
Yes.
This happens maybe after we die, but actually during our life, they are dynamic, living tissues, constantly renew themselves throughout the life. They consist from bone cells that contain osteoblasts, the cells that are responsible for building bones, osteoclasts, the cells are responsible for breakdown of the bones. They have the bone matrix, the bone marrow, the blood vessels and nerves, like have network of blood vessels and nerves running through them. So they supply the nutrients to keep the bone cell alive, while the nerves sense the pain and regulate bone health. So they heal, they grow, they remodel, and that's why when a child breaks a bone, the doctors just want to make sure that they grow in the right direction, but they have enough nutrition and they're young and they can grow and remodel. But if we're older and we break a bone, it's more significant and important. So in summary, bones are living, active structures, play a critical role in maintaining the health of the body, supporting movement, protecting organs, and even producing blood cells.
All right, let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, Dave. You say what?
Good morning. This is a great subject with Dr. Omar here. I'm actually on my way up to, right now, as I'm talking to you, the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. And the reason being, my mother-in-law, who's in her latter 70s, unfortunately has osteoporosis. She's got all sorts of ailments. She fell down. She didn't use, she had a surgery, and for some reason she refused to use the walker, and then she fell down, tripped, and shattered some stuff in her hip bone and stuff of that nature. And she has now been stuck at the Mayo Clinic for over a month, and I'm going back up there, and she'll probably be there for another 2 weeks. The point being, she did not, you know, exercise enough. She did, and then the other thing is she did herself a disservice with, she did a lot of travel to New York, and she was lugging stuff around, which put a lot of strain on her back and what have you. And now, consequently, we're all paying the price for it because, you know, to Dr. Omar's point, you know, as we get older, bones get a little bit more brittle. You got to be more cognizant, and you just have to do the best you can, because before you know it, you know, if you get to that age, you know, a lot of bad things can happen, unfortunately.
And Dave, how old is she?
She's only 78.
Yeah, that's... Dr. Omar?
Yeah, I mean, and thank you for sharing. It's kind of my... this same story happened with my grandmother. She became immobile after she had a hip problem when she was, I think she was at that time 72. It's very serious, Earl, and that's why I always try to have in my pharmacy vitamin D3 and K2, and I try to recommend it to younger age of women, and also in men, multivitamin. I try to always have in my multivitamins for men 2,000 units of vitamin D3 and also vitamin K2, because 2,000 units is just the bare minimum that we can have. We really need to take care of our bone health early on. And if we hear the term osteoporosis and osteopenia, there is a plan to reverse it. There is more than one plan that doctors would approve that would help the bones get stronger. But stronger bones is healthier life. And God knows when we're going to live, when we're going to die.
Right.
But I want to live every day of my life as healthy as I can be, with a fresh body, fresh mind. And as Dave is saying, it's not just the person is paying the price, it's everyone around them is trying to help them. And then there is like the medical bills that come with that. Just think of Mayo Clinic, how much it's going to cost to stay and come out.
Right.
So there is a lot of complications that are not just medical, but also social and family get to be disturbed so much with these issues. So let's just work together, think of healthy food, think of eating breakfast and put healthy leafy greens. Caffeine is good. It helps to wake up the brain, but also caffeine is increasing. It's a diuretic. It takes water from the body, and it also can decrease the mass of bones. So let's be moderate in what we eat and what we drink, and let's think of the idea of food is medicine, and increase the nuts and seeds and the minerals that we can take from the foods. And then after that, we invest in good supplements to increase bone density. I want to tell you that the box that I'm talking about, that's for osteoporosis and osteopenia treatment, this box can cost up to $115 a month. For this box. And I thought when I was talking to the company representative and the researchers of the products, I thought that this is something that's going to be over the budget of people. But I found a lot of customers that come and request the bone health kit every month. And they tell me, we went to the doctor after 6 months of using this kit, and the doctor was amazed that the bone density is increasing, and I do not have to take certain medications that I have side effects from. So then I get calls from the doctors asking me to be on the same regimen because they are starting to get osteopenia and osteoporosis. So there are plans, they work, we just have to focus on them and follow through.
844-967-2789 is the number. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here.
We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy. University of Chicago professor Harold Pollack said that the best financial advice for most people would fit on an index card. I'm going to fit his index card into your Work Money Minute. Here we go. Max out your 401k or other employee contribution. Buy inexpensive, well-diversified mutual funds. Never buy or sell an individual security. The person on the other side of the table knows more than you do. Save 20% of your income. Pay your credit card balance in full every month. Maximize tax-advantaged savings vehicles like Roth, SEP, and 529 accounts. Pay attention to fees. Avoid actively managed funds. Make financial advisors commit to the fiduciary standard. And lastly, promote social insurance programs to help folks when things go wrong. That's it. For more tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar the Pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Dr. Omar, it is not hyperbole for me to say to you that every time we have our discussions and I'm hearing you and you're educating me and others, it's life-changing information that you are disseminating to us. And so I just hope, and I know that there are many people listening, many don't call, but I know how really important a segment this really is, and it gets better every time you're on the air.
Thank you. Thank you, Earl. I'm really happy to hear that. I also put it on my website and I put it on my podcast, and I get the feedback from people that are hearing and listening. And I'm always glad to search and research tools and information that I can help the listeners with, because it's our responsibility with what we know and learn to help each others with tools that will make us live healthier, happier. You know, that's the goal of life. To just spend it with the people that we love and make sure that we can help each other, you know, empowering each other. That's the community.
So let's go to Bunny from Racine. Good morning to you, Bunny. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I love your show, and love this segment with the doctor. I'd like to ask him a question. I have osteopenia, and I'm currently getting reclassed IV drip, and I want to know his thoughts on that. And I have another question, too, and I'm taking collagen, and I want to know his thoughts on that also. And I'll hang up and listen.
No, hang on. Go ahead, Dr. Omar.
Yes, so, I mean, it's if this is working for you and it's helping to increase the bone density, that's great. Reclass is zoledronic acid. It's IV bisphosphonate medication, right, that helps to inhibit the breakdown and lessens the breakdown of bones. All right, so you have to make sure that you're also building bones. So also you need to be taking your calcium from fortified greens, and you need to be taking the vitamin D3 and K2. Make sure that check with your doctors and your pharmacist, and make sure that you can take those as well. Increasing their levels will help with the outcomes of the of the therapy. The other thing is collagen is also very important. I'm glad that you take it. I hope that you take it from a good source. And collagen is helping also with the stronger bones.
All right, thank you so much.
So, Bunny, Dr. Omar, what's the phone number she can reach you?
She can reach us at 262-429-9429. If she's in Racine, of course, she hears about Wiltopia Pharmacy. She can just Google us or find us right away. If you need any help, please let me know.
Hey, Bunny, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Lynn from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Lynn. You say what?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. First, I have a comment on something I heard, that first the hip will break and then they fall. So maybe the woman wasn't using her walker, but her hip broke and then she fell. But and then the second thing was for the bone supplement kit that is at the pharmacy. Do you need a prescription for that?
I think there is very important information for the listeners. If the walker is recommended, it's recommended and it's needed to help protect the movement and to decrease and lessen the percentage of falling. So it's highly recommended. If a doctor recommends a walker, get a walker. Don't just kind of shy away from the fact that you need a walker, and also at the same time work on exercising and working with a trainer, physical therapy to help strengthen the bone. The second thing, the kit does not need a prescription, but what we do in the pharmacy is that we do drug interaction, drug supplements interaction to make sure that you can take the kit and then you can take it with the medications that you take. And also I share with my patients the ingredients in the kit so they would take it to the doctor next time that they visit them. But it does not need a prescription. And there is a couple of them that are presented at the pharmacy by different companies. They all work, but we try to find a suitable kit for each patient. You can call at the pharmacy and ask about the bone health kit or leave me a message and I will call you back.
Dr. Omar, your phone number again.
262-429-9429.
The website.
WiltopiaRx.com.
And Calvin will let people know, Calvin, how they can get in touch if they missed out on any of this.
Yeah, just go to civicmedia.us/shows or check out Spotify or wherever else you get your podcasts.
Dr. Omar, always great to have you on. And until next time, you have been in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. Up next, Byron Stripling. He is a conductor of the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra. Starting Friday through Sunday, he's up next. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Drop all your troubles by the riverside. Catch a painted pony on the spinning wheel
ride. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, my union buddy, Earl Ingram Jr., will join me in studio. We'll talk about the lack of a Teamsters endorsement. Plus, can the GOP keep the government open? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
It's a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.